Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Lyme disease is one of the most rapidly spreading infectious diseases in North America, but has remained relatively confined to a handful of geographic areas. Kerry Clark, associate professor of public health at the University of North Florida, explains why residents of areas previously thought to be safe should take precautions against the disease as well.
Lyme disease is by far the most common vector-borne disease in the U.S., but it's still erroneously considered as rare in most areas of the Southeast. Under-recognition and misdiagnosis are common in southern states. Often, infections are diagnosed as Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness, or STARI, believed to be a separate disease, but for which no cause has been found. Also, controversy exists over the tick species responsible for transmitting Lyme disease in the South. The aim of my study was to determine the cause of illness in several human patients in Florida and Georgia with signs and symptoms consistent of Lyme disease. Patients in my study received a variety of diagnoses by their physicians, including chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, multiple sclerosis, and others. We tested patients' blood, skin samples from rashes, or ticks removed from patients with PCR assays to detect DNA of Lyme disease bacteria. This was followed by DNA sequence analysis. We found three different Lyme Borrelia species in the patient samples, including the known Lyme disease species Borrelia burgdorferi and two other species never before found in human Lyme disease patients. We also identified Lyme Borrelia DNA in Lone Star ticks removed from several patients. This study confirmed Lyme disease infection in 10 patients from Florida and Georgia, and Lone Star ticks were implicated as potential vectors for several cases. Other cases of Lyme-like illness, sometimes referred to as STARI in the southern U.S., may also be attributable to actual Lyme disease from previously undetected species of the bacteria.
That was Kerry Clark of the University of North Florida. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.